Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everybody? It is week 10. This is Matthew Giraldi, and this is the Fantasy Authority. And we are once again talking about DFS stacks to be targeting this weekend. There's some good games that we're going to be looking at this week, so let's get to it. First game that I want to target, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be looking at this game because of the high total, the high pace between these teams in neutral situations. It is the Atlanta Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys. Truth be told, I love this game, but at the same time, I'm kind of afraid of it. You know, we have Dak Prescott. We're hoping that he's 100% or as close to it. Zeke Elliott, he's been a limited participant in practice thus far with the knee injury. And then, you know, we kind of have the hobbled wide receiver core in Dallas. You know, Amari Cooper, he's been limited with a hamstring injury. Cedric Wilson, he's not practiced this week with a shoulder injury. And CeeDee Lamb seems to be fine, but he has an ankle injury that, you know, obviously popped him up on the injury report. On the Falcons side, you know, all's clear. It's just, this is one of those games to me that, like, everything points to being a high-scoring offensive explosion with no defense. And this is like one of those games that I could picture just being, you know, 17-14 with just a whole lot of nothing disappointing. But even still, I'm still going to target it, you know, like we're still going to look at it. Cordarrelle Patterson, obviously, you know, he's that fantasy gold mine for redraft in DFS. He's still not priced high enough, like $6,600 on DraftKings, like, come on, like he's still always an elite option. And on the other side at running back, look, if Zeke Elliott, for whatever reason, doesn't get his fair share of snaps, Tony Pollard at 4,600 on DraftKings, like that's silly. You know, last week he got 39% of the snaps. So, I mean, his workload could be there, especially if he's thrust into, say, a 50-50 kind of role. And at 4,600 against the Falcons defense, like, you know, that's everything that you could ask for in such a high-paced game. And then obviously, you know, playing people from that game is going to cost you. Playing people from the other high-priced game that I kind of look at is the Buccaneers and Washington football team. You know, the passing game for both of these teams, like, just target it. Injury report's going to be big in this one because Godwin, like, if he doesn't play, like, Mike Evans, I mean, how many targets can we imagine him getting if Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown are both out? I mean, like, double-digit targets? Like, what is the floor for targets here? I mean, if Godwin doesn't play, load up Mike Evans as much as you can. At 6,900, which is a nice price on DraftKings, like, just load him up there. Same with Tom Brady, and you can even dip down. Tyler Johnson's 3,300 on DraftKings. Like, the price is there. And then on the other side of the ball, like, I like Terry McLaurin here, but something just to be a little bit weary of here. Tampa Bay overall on this season, they've been pretty bad in terms of giving up passing yardage to opposing wide receivers. Like, we all know, like, you know, obviously their offense has been phenomenal, and their defense has been giving up passing game yards. But the last couple of weeks, Tampa's defense has actually not been giving up that many fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So it's just one of those things where, like, I love Terry McLaurin, but I might not run it back if I just do the two-man Brady to Evans stack. You know, it's tempting because Terry McLaurin, obviously, he's a phenomenal talent, but it's key right now and for the rest of the season to kind of start realizing, like, all in all year total stats don't necessarily tell the whole story anymore. Like, we want to kind of break these down into, like, say, what's happened the past 3 or 4 weeks. And then, obviously, you want to compare it to the whole season. But, like, this is one of those games where I think, you know, you're going to see Tampa Bay's defense has kind of been, you know, attacked through the air. And, obviously, rightfully so, to want to target that. But it's also one of those situations where I think, like, as of late, they've played good enough to where you might want to be a little bit weary. So, Brady and Evans, gimme, gimme, gimme. But, you know, the Washington passing attack, like, I still want a little bit of it because you can't run the ball against Tampa Bay and you haven't been able to all season. But, you know, I'll have a little bit of McLaurin, but I'm probably, you know, going to more lean, give me the Tampa side of the ball on that one. In terms of my medium and lows that I'm targeting in terms of price, I'm kind of venturing off the beaten path here, and I am going towards a couple games that are a little bit like low scoring, or at least in Vegas totals. And one of them is the Panthers Cardinals game. So obviously we got to wait and see, you know, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, they should be back this week. If they are, I am all over DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray this week. So obviously the Panthers have been playing pretty good recently. And, you know, we can accredit that to Stephon Gilmore. Whatever happened with him in New England, obviously it didn't work out, and he's shown why he still is a phenomenal cornerback. But the Panthers, they've been really good against the pass, but they haven't been good against wide receiver ones. According to Football Outsiders, the Panthers DVOA against wide receiver ones, they're 31st in the NFL. If you just go look and see their points against, in terms of fantasy points against wide receiver ones, I mean, they're giving up chunks of points here. I mean, week one against the Jets, Corey Davis went 5 for 97 and 2 touchdowns. Against the Houston Texans, Brandon Cooks went 9 for 112. And then you look at guys like Adam Thielen, 11 for 126 and a touchdown. Amari Cooper, 3 for 69 and a touchdown. Devontae Smith, 7 for 77. And now you're going up against DeAndre Hopkins. AJ Green is back. He was activated off the COVID list, so he should be back. And then you still got guys like Christian Kirk and Rondale Moore. Like, this is a passing attack that they might expose the Panthers in a big way. And you also have to factor in what's going to be happening on the Panthers offensive side of the ball. Like, so Sam Darnold, he's not playing. So we have XFL legend PJ Walker that's likely going to be starting for them. And as much as this XFL fan wants PJ Walker to succeed, he really has kind of been inconsistent in his limited play in the NFL. And I don't think that that's going to change much against Arizona, considering how good their defense has played this year. So this is a situation to me, like, Arizona, I mean, like, you could do Kyler Murray, James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. Like, James Conner without Chase Edmonds, he is going to get so much work in this game. Just play him. I mean, he's not that expensive. He's $6,300 on DraftKings. Like, that's not that bad considering just how much usage that we're going to get out of him. And then at the bottom of the totem pole is, yet again, you know, a low-scoring game, and it's the New Orleans Saints and Tennessee Titans. This game, like, it really screams to me in terms of value for some of these alpha receivers. And even the quarterback play, like Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown, like, I want pieces of that stack this weekend. And I even like running it back with either Marquez Callaway or Tre'Quan Smith. Mark Ingram, we saw what he did this past week. He looked good, played on only 34% of the snaps offensively. But, I mean, he got 9 carries for 43 yards, and he got 5 targets and 5 catches. Like, he had 14 touches on just 26 snaps. if he gets a full workload, like this could be just an outstanding value. He's 4,500. I mean, you got to eat the chalk on a play like this, because the Titans defense, you know, they haven't really been that good against the rush right now on the season. They're 24th DVOA against the run, stuffed rank, second level yards rank, like they're bottom third of the league. And the Saints, you know, they run the ball. I mean, right now they're running the ball at 49.4% of a clip that right now is, I believe, second in the NFL. So, you know, behind the Bears, I believe, are the only team that runs the ball more than the Saints. And then again, like I said, on the other side of the ball, give me A.J. Brown, Julio Jones even, and Ryan Tannehill. It's cheap. It's an ugly kind of looking game in terms of the Vegas total, but I think it's going to work out for that one. So that's it for week 10. Definitely join our Discord, ask questions. There's constantly, you know, the back and forth chatter for, you know, redraft, dynasty, DFS, everything like that. And we're here to help you. Good luck. Hope to see some of you guys on the leaderboard.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.